USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rolled back a prior nationwide injunction that blocked the Trump administration's attempt to deny most asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. Reversing the move everywhere outside the Ninth Circuit means those who cross the border into California or Arizona will be able to seek asylum, while those entering in New Mexico and Texas will be barred unless they're from Mexico. The New York City medical examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy was released on Friday and determines the official cause of death as suicide by hanging. Dr. Cyril Redd is a forensic pathologist. He remains skeptical of the findings.
I want to hear more. If they tell me he hurled himself down, fine. But if they're telling me that he was just kneeling down and he broke the hyoid bone and the cervical vertebrae, I'm sorry, I do not buy that.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tragedy in Montgomery County, Texas, where three children are pulled out of a pond, but paramedics are not able to save them all.
When deputies arrived, they found two small children in a pond on the property here behind us. Deputies, along with citizens, administered CPR first aid, but unfortunately, their efforts were unsuccessful, and a three-year-old and a four-year-old male child have both passed.
That is Montgomery County, Texas, Lieutenant Scott Spencer. The surviving child was taken to Texas Children's Hospital and is in stable condition. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering from shoulder surgery. McConnell suffered a fracture in a recent fall. A statement from McConnell's office has called the surgery successful and says the Kentucky Republican is grateful for the skill of the surgical team that operated on him. And Hollywood icon Peter Fonda is dead at the age of 79. His rep confirmed that he passed but would not go into details on the cause of death. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police in Oregon are preparing for Saturday's dueling protests in downtown Portland. Law enforcement officers from the Portland Police Bureau, as well as Oregon State Police and the FBI, will be out in full force in an attempt to keep the peace. Oregon Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler says hate from the left or right is not welcome in his city.
Well, as the police commissioner, my job is to give broad strategic direction. So what I'm telling the police bureau is no violence, no vandalism, don't let the city get shut down, make sure that people have the ability to go about their business.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. gets a break from the broadcast booth after surviving a plane crash. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Former NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's 44 years old, injured in a small plane crash in Tennessee. His wife Amy and 15-month-old daughter also on board. Earnhardt and his family members taken to the hospital to get checked out. The FAA says the Cessna business jet rolling off the end of the runway and catching fire. Videos on social media show a large cloud of smoke and the plane on its side. The cause of this accident under investigation.
The NTSB is investigating the crash. And please remember, take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app, search for USA Radio News, and subscribe. For more news, check us out online at usaradionews.com as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.